Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, live from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
Thank you for joining me tonight on Dynamo All Access. I'm Glenn Davis. As always, we appreciate your support of soccer on the radio. Now, right now, down at BBVA Compass Stadium on the east side of downtown Houston, the Houston Dash taking on Sky Blue FC. Of course, the Houston Dash, chock full of Women's World Cup players, including national team stars Carly Lloyd, Morgan Bryan, and Megan Klingenberg. So that NWSL game kicking off at 7:30 in about 25 minutes. So still time to head over to BBVA Compass Stadium and catch the Houston Dash, who currently are fourth in the 10-team NWSL. We stream at YSR1560.com, and of course, you can get the podcasts of all our shows, including Soccer Matters, at ESPN975.com. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Those are your places and great sources of information, debate, all kinds of wonderful things going on in all those areas. Now, we lead tonight with the number one team in the world, Argentina, rumored to be coming to Houston, Texas, and BBVA Compass Stadium on the 4th of September. Can you imagine Argentina, Messi, Di Maria, Aguero, Mascherano in the intimacy of BBVA Compass Stadium? What makes this believable is that we already know that Argentina is confirmed in Dallas to take on Mexico on the 8th. So this could be more exciting content coming through BBVA Compass Stadium to sort of platform off the Dynamo and the Dash, which are our local teams. So really exciting stuff going on right now. So it is a rumor, but it's sounding like it's one that really has a lot of truth to it. And by the way, that's during an international date. So that makes it all very sensible and very reasonable. The Dynamo right now are 2-1-2 in their last five under Owen Coyle. They're heading into Saturday's critical matchup with San Jose. I think a confident soccer team. Yet the real challenge here is injury and suspension. This is a team that's going to have to find cohesion, missing what has been their two starting central midfield players. Ricardo Clark getting injured, the hamstring, expected to be out for a considerable amount of time. Also going down injured, or not injured, but suspended, Nathan Sturgis. So the likely replacement there, we would think, is Luis Garrido. But we will talk with the manager, Owen Coyle, here at length tonight on all things Dynamo, and I will ask him that question specifically. What is going to happen in center midfield, and how do you overcome the loss of Ricardo Clark, who's had such an outstanding season? So Ricardo Clark, Tyler Derrick, injury problems. Will Bruin, apparently when he came off, unbeknownst to a lot of us in the Sporting Kansas City game, he did have a bit of a knock in that game. He did train today, so Will Bruin could be an option. But there are central midfield choices. The back line can stay intact, and the Dynamo will have to sort of sew it all together as a team very, very quickly in what is a very, very important game. Now, the last time the Dynamo played San Jose on May 5th at BBVA Compass Stadium, they lost 1-0. But it was a night where the Dynamo, in most categories, were the better team except goal scoring. Adam Jahn got the only goal in that game, which, by the way, is the only goal he scored all year long. I believe it was off a set piece, if my memory serves me. Now, the Dynamo would then go to San Jose. They would win convincingly, 2-0. And that would be a part of the downward spiral as of late from the Earthquakes, who have not won in five. They have not won since June. They've been shut out three of their last five games. So you would assume you're getting an opponent at a good time that's trying to find its game and also find its level of confidence. It's also a team under the former Dynamo manager Dominic Kinnear that is in a rebuild as well. The Earthquakes will come in with a former Dynamo, Chris Wondolowski, one of the greatest goal scorers in the history of Major League Soccer. He's been playing kind of in a midfield role. And the more he's not in the penalty area, the better. But he can come from late and deep in midfield. It's an area the Dynamo will have to watch because Chris Wondolowski has a nose for meeting the ball at the right time in the penalty area. San Jose, ninth place in the Western Conference. They have not won since June and have been shut out again in three of their last five games. On paper, not a dangerous opponent, it seems at the moment, which precisely makes them a very dangerous opponent in Major League Soccer, where you have to expect the unknown. But this, to me, is not about San Jose. It's not about the storyline, which is a good storyline for media, of Dominic Kinnear coming back. This is really more about the Houston Dynamo right now. A new phase, a younger team. There's an extreme desire to make the playoffs when you have all this change going on. For those who dig deep into the team, who look closely, you see improved competition. You see competition at the right back position for Kofi Sarkodie right now. Shannon Williams is a choice. You saw Will Bruin benched in the beginning of the year and playing with a fire in his belly that he's lacked for quite some time. You see a revival of Alexander Lopez for portions of this season. You see young players being given opportunity and a roster now that really you're going to have to dig deep into. Could we see Rashid Olabibi getting a start as a holding midfielder? It is possible. But this is about the Houston Dynamo. I don't even think this is about focusing on an opponent. It really is about how 11 players can come together with a purpose of play. Will we see Eric Cubo Torres get his first ever start for the Dynamo? It's a big question. Had another week of training under his belt. If, in fact, Cubo Torres starts, he will be a challenge for the San Jose Earthquakes. His movement, his guile, his maturity as a 21-year-old is something special. He will score goals in Major League Soccer. The Dynamo are going to hope to continue to get that penetration wide that they did get. They had two wonderful chances in the first half, Shannon Williams getting in, DeMarcus Beasley getting in. So those two outside backs will need to get into the attack. And the Dynamo will hope to get Williams and Beasley joining in. You'll have Brad Davis as the option and the challenge always for an opponent coming inside and putting defenders in two minds. And then there's Giles Barnes, who is a man who's been flying all over the world playing soccer, South America, the Gold Cup. I have to think he's a bit fatigued. I don't think there's any question. And guess what? He's taken off again to take on Nicaragua in World Cup qualifying. He will be gone on the international date at the end of the month. Lots and lots of challenges. Lots of newness for Owen Coyle. But he's been good at putting and piecing teams together here this year. But it is the time the Dynamo have to make the run. And it's not early to say it's a must-win game. 12 games to go, including San Jose. The Dynamo coming off a 1-1 draw at Sporting Kansas City. This was contentious, to say the least. Ricardo Clark and Dom Dwyer were the goal scorers. Credit to the Dynamo for battling back in this one. Late penalty was missed. Sporting Kansas City focused on that, but I thought the Dynamo, the overall run of play, get the slight edge over Sporting Kansas City. Nathan Sturgis sent off. A tackle that leads to an injury for Roger Espinosa. But by the way, Roger Espinosa injured Tyler Derrick. Two straight games now. Threw a punch at Brad Davis, injured Tyler Derrick. So Roger's been in the thick of it, not in the greatest of ways. And you wonder if that's a little bit of karma. You hate for players to get injured, but caught Tyler Derrick and hurt him. There were late challenges throughout this game on Derrick from Dwyer and Espinosa. I don't think there's any question. All you got to do is go back and watch the game. But Tyler Derrick could miss this game against San Jose. He's only missed one earlier in the year. But the Dynamo do have a capable backup, and that is Joe Willis, who came over from D.C. United, who's played one match this year, a draw. 12 games to go for the Dynamo, and they are 12 hugely important matches. They will take on the Quakes on Saturday, and those 12 games include the San Jose game. 36 points are available. Six games at home, six on the road. The Dynamo go on the road for three after this. 10 against Western Conference opponents and two against Eastern Conference opponents. You got to think the Dynamo need to win six or seven games here out of 12. They haven't had a run this year. This is when it has to happen. And all I can say is Saturday is huge. And you go over to get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. In fact, Bud Light reminds you to go to HoustonDynamo.com. Get your tickets for both the Dynamo and the Dash. Bud Light have been longtime supporters of the game of soccer in the United States and around the world. And Bud Light, again, reminds you to take in the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light is the official sponsor of Dynamo All Access on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. Thank you, Bud Light. So, hopefully you're going to go to this game. If you're not going, you can catch the game on Root Sports. Eddie Robinson and I will have the call of that one. But exciting to start the show here tonight with the potential of Argentina playing here in September in Houston. They have never played here. This would be, with all their stars, the Argentinian national team coming here. So much for us to talk about. And we've got some great guests tonight. Two parts with Owen Coyle tonight. The general manager, Matt Jordan. We'll hear from David Horst. We'll hear from Giles Barnes. We'll hear from Eddie Robinson. And we'll continue the great soccer talk here in Houston, Texas. We'll take a break. It's Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. It is Dynamo All Access. It is a 7-Up break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo. Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560. From high atop the Gal Building, overlooking the Galleria, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. As always, it's our opportunity to visit with the manager, and we get it straight from the top. Let's go to Owen Coyle. Owen, thank you, as always, for coming on the show.
Hi, Glenn. Lovely to chat with you, Paul.
Well, listen, let's take all the controversy first out of this game at Sporting Kansas City. At the end of the day, this was a good road game for the Houston Dynamo, certainly in my humble opinion.
Well, we went there, Glenn, and Sporting Kansas got the best home record in the whole of the MLS. So we knew it was a difficult game, but we also knew that we played very well against them. We should have beaten them at home in a 4-4 draw, when, again, down to 10 men, and refereeing decisions went against us, as we all know, everything that happened. In the cup game, we were, again, played very well. So we knew if we performed to a level, we could win the game. And we felt, although it was a very good point, we felt, particularly in the first half performance, it could actually very easily have been three. But, any point in the road is a good point. And as I said, it keeps the momentum going after the home victory over the Galaxy.
Now, I have to think you're pretty pleased, because you got some nice wide penetration in the first half. You got some good delivery in. You really had two wonderful chances off crosses from Shannon Williams and I believe DeMarcus Beasley.
Yes, we did. DeMarcus had a couple of shots himself. He got away on goal as well. So we were threatening the wide areas, which was part of how we wanted to go about it. And you're right, there was so much to be pleased about. The only disappointment is always that we felt that we conceded the goal from the set play. Dwyer's a terrific striker. We didn't think it was, we thought it was a contentious foul to begin with. Having said that, 6 minutes in, we must make sure that we're defending those set plays. Found ourselves a goal behind, but the lads picked themselves up. And that, if truth be told, that was Sporting Kansas' only effort and goal in the first 45 minutes. That was how well we played, and it was just a terrific first half performance from the lads.
So it's two very, very good games in a row. It's 4 points. You're probably sitting there after leaving Sporting Kansas City saying you should have had six. But the game does come at a cost. Ricardo Clark gets injured. You lose Sturgis to a sending off. And there's some other injuries as well with Tyler Derrick and others that are a real concern here.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it's sod's law, Glenn. When we were looking forward to this period, because now is the time we're starting to get players back. The Gold Cup's finished, so we start to get Giles Barnes and DeMarcus Beasley, and obviously the Luis Garrido's back, been back in the fold for a couple of weeks, but now Boniek Garcia's getting fit and come back into the fray. Week by week, we're building up Eric Torres in terms of fitness levels. So this was the period we're looking forward to getting all these players coming back into the fold to help. And of course, the nature of the game, yeah, you're right, Nathan Sturgis is suspended. Ricardo Clark is out probably for, I would think, maybe close to 4 weeks anyway, 46, but he's a quick healer and, I mean, he's desperately involved, so hopefully it's not too long. And then obviously, you know, Tyler Derrick picked up, as we all seen, a very bad injury, so much so that, you know, Roger Espinosa was given a red card, you know, in, on review. I felt it was a red card in real time, and I said that in my the after-game press conference, as you know. But obviously Tyler's injury is, you know, it's all go down to the wire if he's fit for Saturday. And obviously Will Bruin picked up an injury as well when Will came out of the game the second half. His knee had severe swelling in it. We managed to, you know, the swelling's abated, and but now it's rare to see he's able to train without it, you know, blowing up again. So, yeah, there's loads of things to deal with. That's the nature and the challenge of this job, Glenn. But we'll control what we can in respect of who we are fit and available. The lads that are here, are, you know, they're championing a bit to do well for the Dynamo. So we'll make sure that we utilise that to the best of our abilities.
Owen, the wheels must be moving in your head and your brain all the time, because as much as you want to say, I want to kind of get a set lineup, it's almost not worth making the effort hoping for that, because it really just doesn't seem to be able to come.
It's been impossible, Glenn, you're right. And that's the thing. I mean, the one thing we all crave, and you know this from your own career and experience, the one thing we all crave is continuity and consistency of selection. Because when you're that, everybody's totally understanding of what their roles and what their remit is within the team. But it's just the way the kind of the seasons went. We've got players suspended, injured, and not even injured with us, injured well away with national duty, you know, Bonilla Garcia, Jermaine Taylor. So that certainly hurt the club as well. But what we do know is that everything we're implementing, that's having a real effect. I mean, that's paying dividends. So we know moving forward there's a lot of good things to come. So what we must do in the meantime is make sure we're looking to pick up results while we're bringing all that to fruition.
Are you upset at the nature of some of the challenges you've seen lately, or is this just part and parcel of the game?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we know it's a tough physical, you know, it's a man's game, we understand that. But in answer to your question, yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, I'm always a believer, Glenn, that, you know, we the supporters, and we've got probably, for me, the best support in the MLS and the Dynamo fans. They come out and they want to see good players, and I'm the same. I mean, I want to see good players. So I don't want to see what I perceive to be players with less ability just going out to kick an opponent because he's a better player. And I think we've suffered a bit through that. I think we've had one or two players that, you know, if I mention Giles Barnes, for example, I've got no doubts in my mind that players are thinking, you know, if he starts to move with the pace and power he's got, I'm just going to foul him. I think that's wrong. And I would, you know, if it's premeditated, I think it should be severely punished. And I think that's happened on a couple of occasions this year.
And the worry is that when guys like Giles are coming back from international competition and may, you know, be playing games where mentally there may be 75% because they may be fatigued. Isn't that a real worry for you as a manager that in those time periods somebody could really get injured?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you know this, because obviously when you're getting tired and fatigued, that's the time that the injuries become more serious, because people, you know, when you're full, you know, you're 100% healthy and everything else, and you can resist some little things that come your way. But when, as I say, the fatigue's setting in, then it can obviously lead to more serious injury. You're right, when obviously Giles is not had a break, been away at Copa America, Gold Cup, so much so I gave him a couple of days off at the start of the week because I want him fresh for the San Jose game, as I do every one of those players. So we always look to give balance to that, Glenn, trying to make sure that the players are fresh physically, mentally, ready to give their best for the Dynamo. And so that's the way we try to move forward.
I mean, all of this, interestingly enough, and not interesting, all of this really affects team selection, maybe the way you're going to play against a particular opponent, all of that. So you're spending a tremendous amount of time in individual management and definition of jobs and roles based on injury, people being sent off, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's the nature of the job. I mean, if people think that you just pick a team, then they're a million miles from what actually goes on. But within that, I mean, even at the Galaxy game, Glenn, we only had 18 players. You know, it was touch and go. And even then, Alexander Lopez had an injury. But we obviously wanted to fill out the bench to make sure that we had 18 listed. But in essence, we only had 17 players fit. So it's like anything else. We make the best of what you've got. And that's what we'll do. We're not mumping moan about it. We go anywhere. We do it with a smile on our face. and we look always to be positive, trying to get the best for the Dynamo, and that's the way we carry ourselves. So, of course, there'll be a number of players missing this weekend, but for me, that just opens another door, Glenn, for somebody else to step in and show that they want to be a part of what the Dynamo is doing moving forward. And as you know, when a door closes, another one opens for somebody else. Opportunity knocks, and that's up to them to go and do that. And to be fair, the boys that have stepped in have did that. If you look at, you know, now he's fully fit, Alex Lima, young Lionel Miranda, boys of this that ilk have stepped in and shown very good performances and shown they want to be a part of the Dynamo.
He's Owen Coyle, Dynamo manager, ahead of the visit from the San Jose Earthquakes this weekend. Third and final match of the regular season. It is a big one in the Western Conference. Get over to HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you get your tickets. Get down there. Support the Houston Dynamo this weekend because this is a huge six-point swing in this one. So, Owen, this leads me to the obvious next question. With your past couple of games, your starting central midfield tandem has been Ricardo Clark and Nathan Sturgis, both not available. So you've got some challenges selection-wise there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously now we have, as you know, because he picked up the suspension, so we have Luis Garrido back available as well. So Luis will certainly come into contention at midfield. We have young Rashid Olabaye, who's did well in the appearances he's made off the bench. We've also obviously got Giles who can play in there, Brad Davis can play in there. So we have variables in that respect. So we'll look to, as I say, Glenn, we'll look at that very closely tomorrow and look to get a team on the field that we think is very positive. A team that can go out and win, as you mentioned, a very good San Jose side led by Dominic. But, you know, a tough game, but a game that we feel, if we are our best, is a game that we can win.
Now, does sometimes, based, you know, player selection and what you have available player-wise, does that sometimes trump and go above the way tactically you may want to play? In other words, if you have a number of maybe more balancing-type, holding-type players out of your midfield, do you then say maybe, well, you know what, potentially we go a little bit more attack-oriented because that's the characteristic of the players that I have available?
Yeah, I think we've always shown the characteristic that we want to attack, and we do that, but obviously you always want to do it from a solid base. But it's like anything else, man, we have to look at the players we have available and pick the best players for the style that suits them. Because if you try to force players to play a style that's alien to them, it will only backfire. So I think it's something we look at. You're very respectful of a very good San Jose side with some wonderful players. But again, we have to make sure that we get the best from the players we've got. And that's what we always look to do.
That was part one with the manager, Owen Coyle, ahead of the Dynamo and San Jose this Saturday night. Stay with us. Part two with the manager coming up on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud White, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. From high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Dynamo All Access. I'm Glenn Davis as we set you up for part two with Owen Coyle, the new Dynamo manager in his first season. Here's part two with Owen. You've matched up well with San Jose this year. I mean, the game that the opener at home, the one who lost to them, though, really, that was a goal against the run of the play. I believe it was a set piece. You guys dominated that game. And then, of course, you went into San Jose and dominated again. So it really seems like a great opportunity here on Saturday night.
Well, I think the great thing is, Glenn, we're back at home at the BBVA, where we love being at the stadium. We've played 8 of our last 12 MLS games, Glenn, on the road. So that's all credit and testimony to the lads, how hard they're working, that we're still in there pitching with the playoff aspirations. So the players have been an absolute credit to themselves. But like anything else, what we want to do when we're at home is to capitalise on that. I think we played very well in both games against San Jose. You're right, the 1-0 game we lost in a contentious set play because the lad was offside when he put it in. Having said that, we could still have defended that instance better. We missed a penalty, we missed some, you know, glaring opportunities to score that night. So we played well in the game and probably didn't get the result that the performance merited. But we went to San Jose and, you know, we certainly addressed that with a great performance and won a very, you know, hard-fought game, as they always are. And this one will be no different. But we must make sure that we look to come out on the right side of those margins and get another valuable 3 points, as we've been doing lately.
Oh, and all the star players coming to Major League Soccer, and we've seen what Giovinco has done up in Toronto. Now you got Gio Dos Santos set to debut this weekend. You know, Villa, Lampard, Pirlo. All of this must make it exciting for players, managers, fans, everybody alike. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I said, only And this is the thing we all want to do, Glenn. And I mean, you're a fantastic expert at that yourself. We want to enhance the game. We want to enhance the MLS, the standing globally. And I think, you know, signings of this stature, the quality of play, the new stadium, soccer specific and everything else, it can only keep, you know, showing the MLS in a positive light. You do it in your radio show. I mean, you wax lyrical about how lovely and how brilliant our game is, and it is. And it's getting better in the MLS and in the USA every year. And we must make sure, every one of us, that we keep pushing those buttons to make it better so that everybody can see it. This is the fastest growing league in global soccer, and there's so many good and positive things about it.
How about a couple of words on Eric Cubo Torres and how he's progressing along now?
Well, he's progressing well, I've got to say that. The one thing that, you know, I know myself from being a striker, the one thing you crave is that sharpness in and about the box. And that's probably just the last little bits to come from. We're building up the stamina. His fitness levels are looking good. He's a very clever player, good movement. You know, he's pleasing in the eye with his movement, got a lovely touch. And what we want to do now is just instill that sharpness in front of goal, because that's what he's known for. And again, you know, he's certainly going to be involved on Saturday. Where he's going to start, you know, I'm starting to make my mind up on that. But he's certainly getting closer to that. And we won't preempt anything, but day by day, Eric Torres is getting close to where we want him to be.
Owen Coyle, the manager of the Houston Dynamo, joining us. All right, the Premier League starting this weekend. Now, I've been dying to ask you this question. I just got done doing the commentary on the Audi Cup tournament in Germany, which you know about in Munich. 2 days in a row, the teams play.
Yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur was one of the teams in this who opened up Saturday against Manchester United, and we're only flying home on Friday, tomorrow, from Munich. I was absolutely astounded that Spurs would play two games that close to the opening of the Premier League season against Manchester United. And I know you've taken teams on tours throughout your career as a manager. Does that one even shock you?
Well, I've got to say, Glenn, I mean, I'm probably in the same mindset as you. That's not commonplace to do that in the build-up to the start of the season. I've got to say that. I mean, even West Ham tonight in the Europa League rested most of their starters for their opening game at Arsenal. But I think, obviously, Mauricio Pochettino is a very forward-thinking young coach and a very good coach. So I think he's looked at it. I think you probably know as well that he would have balanced that by splitting the teams in both games. And they have some tremendous young players at Tottenham as well. So I think in terms of flying back on Friday, he's probably felt we'll rest and recover here in Munich and then obviously fly into the game. I mean, Munich to Manchester for the flight, it'll be 2 hours or something. It wouldn't be a long flight anyway. So it's probably the same as that. You know, not the same, but a one-hour flight from London to Manchester. So I think, you know, he'll have an idea in his own mind how he wants to go about it. But again, I think it is unusual. But you know, the nature of the game now, in particular the Premier League, everybody craves the Premier League teams coming and visiting them. That's why, obviously, the invitation to the Audi Cup in Munich. And the young players all benefited from playing against wonderful opponents that they did in that tournament.
Yeah, I get all that. And believe me, I was impressed with a lot of the young Spurs talent. But is this a matter of maybe the corporate side of things overriding a coach and what he wants?
Well, there's a bit of that, because obviously the finance plays a huge part, as you know. And I think that's why as well, you know, when coaches and managers, when we sit down to design our pre-season, then you're not wanting to be going, you know, here, there and everywhere. I've got to say that. It's nice to get your group away because you get that team spirit and that bonding together, of course it is. But a lot of these huge, huge elite clubs, you know, are flying from Australia to Asia to the USA. I mean, and the biggest, let's not be kidding, Glenn, the biggest driving force there is finance. Because the corporate side, obviously, are looking to bring as much revenue into the club to help with salaries and everything else. But I think the important thing is finding the balance, because you want to make sure when you do your pre-season, that's designed, Glenn, to make sure that it serves your team and your players over the course of the season. Not that for 3 or 4 months you're absolutely flying and then the wheels fall off. You've got to make sure that it serves you for the duration of the season. And that's why, you know, coaches and managers, as we do, we put a plan in place that we think is effective to do that. I've been very lucky. I mean, if I think back to my Burnley team played 61 games, Glenn, the season we were promoted to the Premier League. The reason we were able to do that is because we'd worked very hard in the pre-season and we'd put that plan in place that would serve us for the course of the season.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, as I was calling the one game, the opener, Real Madrid and Spurs, Sergio Ramos just inexplicably just went right through the back of Christian Eriksen and his legs. And I'm sitting here going, okay, in the case of Spurs, though, if Christian Eriksen or Harry Kane goes down here injured, a severe injury, their season is screwed. I mean, without, you know, not the best word, but they're in real trouble if they lose one of those two guys.
I agree with you on that, and that's the thing about the preseason. And we all want to be competitive, but the one thing we all were hoping for when you get through is that you play stay injury-free. But when all said and done, Glenn, you must get the competitive action to get them ready for the season. So you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. You need to get them fit. How do you do it? By playing matches against top opposition. And within that, there's always the possibility of injury. I do think when it's needless challenges, that needs to be eradicated. But you've got to get that competitive edge in at some point.
Owen, last one before I let you go. And again, thank you. And it's great doing some Premier League talk here with you as well, with all your experience. Let's just talk a little bit about the progress this year. Because, you know, a lot of people just look at stats, records. I see lots of great things going on here for the future. I see depth in a squad. I just see a whole lot of great things going on. Acquisitions, playing style crystallizing. Tell me where you're at with all this.
Well, you're right. I mean, I am very much in the nothing's altered in terms of what I know that we're implementing and putting in place. So that's nothing changes. Glenn, you're right. I mean, we won't, as I said before, wouldn't be winning games while we're implementing all this good stuff that's going on behind the scenes and how hard everybody's, you know, taken on board. We're bringing, as you know, young, exciting players to the club. We're moulding a team that we think will serve us well for many years to come, and a team that's going to be challenging every year to be in those playoffs because we want to settle. Now, we don't have the financial wealth of the huge clubs in the league, but we can design a plan to be successful within our own means, and that's what we're doing. We have a fantastic fan base. We had a meet the team event the other night with season ticket holders. It was a fantastic event, Glenn. Everybody took part in it, the players, the staff, the fans were there. It was brilliant because that's what we've got in this club. We've got a special club. And the important thing is that we all stay together. We know the path and the journey we're taking, and we'll get there. We'll be successful within doing it. At this point as well, I mean, we still have a very good chance to be in those playoffs and be fighting out for that MLS Cup. And that's been the plan from the start of the season. That's been the plan to move us forward, be competitive and everything else. And you've got to remember, and you know, disrespect to what happened before, you know, we inherited a team that never made the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. I think we all recognise the West is a far, with all due respect to the East, far tougher conference. And we're right in there now, 12 teams to go, with our own destiny in our own hands. We have 6 games at home and 6 away, Glenn. 6 of those, the home games, are against our conference rivals. 4 away against them, and the 2 away games against New England, the Philadelphia Union. So we decide our own fate, but we've been doing this within, as I said before, inheriting a team that missed out in the East playoffs by a margin. So we know there's so much positive stuff going on at the Dynamo. The fans are getting behind the players. They're seeing a young, fresh, energetic team with the good balance of the core players, the experienced players, the Brad Davis, the Ricardo Clarks. These boys have helped us. And equally, if you look within the individual players, there's a load of players I feel that have certainly enhanced their reputation. They look better players now than they did last season. And that augurs well for us moving forward. We would love to have our best team available to us, which has been denied on many times through injury, suspension and international commitments. But we know moving forward that we're in a good place to be successful for Houston Dynamo.
I get the sense, too, that you're focused very much on the culture of this club because by doing that, it seems like then other players are attracted to come to this market and this club as well.
Well, it's got to be. I mean, I think it's like anything else, Glenn. When Shane and Williams come on board, we sit with Shane and we explain what we're about and how we want to move forward. You know, Eric Torres, when Eric comes in, he understands how we want to move forward as a club. And that, for me, is important because we're not going to have the money of Toronto and everybody else, but we're going to have a club, a vibrant, energetic club with an unbelievable fan base, with a great front office, a fantastic president, Chris Canetti, and a club, I believe, that can be successful within its own financial commitment.
Owen, as always, we thank you very much. Best of luck against San Jose. There's a big one on Saturday night, a game that you can also catch on Root Sports, but I would recommend not watching it on TV. Tape the game, go down there, be in the stadium with like-minded individuals, and root the Dynamo and Owen Coyle on. Owen, thank you as always.
Thanks, Glenn. It's a pleasure. Take care now.
All right, the one and only Owen Coyle here. Each and every week we get it straight from the manager. How about that? interesting talk about the Premier League as well. We'll take a break here. Much more to come. That was Owen Coyle, the Dynamo manager. 7-Up break.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo. Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gow Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Dynamo All Access. As we all know, this year, for the first time, the Dynamo have a general manager. We've been keeping in great contact with him on this show. Earlier this week, down at Dynamo Training, I caught up with their general manager, Matt Jordan.
Let's quickly talk about the 1-1 result at Sporting Kansas City. Certainly came with a price with Ricardo Clark getting injured. But if we take out all the controversy, the sendings off, and the penalty possibility at the end of the game, the Dynamo looked like, to me, the better soccer team.
I do believe that, you know, and obviously it was a heated affair, as it always is with Kansas City. You know, they're a good team. We're a good team. You know, two competitive groups that want to win. But I was real proud, and we were real proud of the guys' performance. You know, we thought it was a very good performance. Unfortunately, we gave up that early goal. But that's what made me the most proud, is we kept a level head and kept steady to get back in the game. You know, a lot of teams, when you go down early away in that environment that's hostile, you know, you kind of go into a shell. But we kept our confidence, and we got rewarded with the tying goal.
Now, I know Owen Coyle's been preaching consistency, so it's two games where you've gotten effective results. You're looking for a third against San Jose on Saturday night. If we go back to the game at Sporting Kansas City, you're creating chances as well. Another thing on the road that Owen was concerned about.
Yeah, you know, I think that the guys have done a good job. There's been a lot of interchanging with positions in the offensive third, which I think helps unbalance teams. And I mean, look, you look at our bench that game, and, you know, it's as lethal and deep of a bench as you've seen in the MLS. And, you know, look, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, and you got offensive firepower coming off the bench like Minotis and Eric Cubo Torres and Miranda's growing as well. And we feel we're in a good spot to really make a strong push right now.
Dynamo and San Jose this Saturday night. You can catch it on Root Sports. More importantly, get out to the stadium, HoustonDynamo.com, for your tickets. Looking ahead here to this game on the weekend, if you position this with the amount of games left in the season, how important is it to take these points at home?
Every game at this point of the year is like a playoff game, you know, and they're all important. We got 12 games remaining, six home, six away. There's a lot of points on the table, you know, 36 points on the table. It's a lot of points. And you know, we know it's going to be a huge challenge this weekend against San Jose. They're a tough team. You know, they're very good on set pieces. You know, they're very organized, as all of Dominic Kinnear's teams are. And we know it's going to be a battle. But I'm confident the guys are ready for the challenge.
They've had their struggles as well. Do you expect the Dynamo at home again to try and jump on them like they did against L.A.?
Yeah, listen, I think that it's, you know, right now the team, you know, we're growing in confidence, and I really believe that, you know, that we have, you know, you were here today watching the training session just like me, is there's an edge. There's an edge about the session. There's an energy in the air that guys know that, you know, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and it's we're competing hard for spots, and so I anticipate that we'll take that into the game come Saturday.
He's Matt Jordan, the general manager of the Houston Dynamo. Let's move on to some bigger picture MLS topics here. And obviously all the new foreign signings making big noise. They're going to the bigger markets, the David Villas, the Lampards, the Pirlos. Dos Santos now expected to play this weekend for the Los Angeles Galaxy. There's rumors about Chicharito, Chicago, Vela to San Jose. Healthy for the league?
Very healthy. Very healthy. I think that it's a testament to the state of the league. I mean, you know, I was in this league as a player at the beginning, and to see where we've come, it's remarkable. And it's becoming a preferred league, a league of choice, and that says a lot. We kind of had a rap back in the day that it was a retirement league where guys would come on vacation. But, you know, these big signings, they're coming to play. And, I mean, you saw Drogba just went to Montreal, my former club as well. And, you know, and I think the future is very bright for this league, and you know, the margin for error is just getting thinner and thinner with every year and every game.
All right, let's go to Montreal, because you know that club very, very well, having been such a big part of it, both as a player and in the front office. All right, Didier Drogba. I know everybody's saying, oh, he's 37 years old. I actually think it's a great short-term signing, and I guess it's, you had mentioned to me, it's a 18-month or 16-month deal, but who's going to deny that that man still can't play in and around a penalty area and bring you a lot?
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, he's coming from playing at the highest level, you know, I mean, for one of the best teams in the world. So clearly he can carry his own weight. I think, you know, that's a good signing for them. I think it makes a lot of sense on the sporting and the business side, you know, with the French influence in the province of Quebec. And that's a big deal. There's a lot of French pride there in that province. And I think that, you know, that was a good signing for them both on and off the field.
Now, don't these signings, I mean, as we witnessed with Steven Gerrard, these signings help everybody in MLS because once they come through your town, they're going to put more people in the seats.
Yeah, they're going to put more people in the seats. And you were at the LA game just like me. There was first of all, it's a great sellout crowd again. You know, we've sold out countless games in a row now. And I got to say is that there was a different energy in the air that night. You know, you could feel it. You could feel it. And it was just, there were, you know, world-class players in the building. And what I was so proud of is that, you know, that I felt like that performance was one of our most complete of the year, and then I think we carry that to another consistent performance in Kansas City, and the goal is to continue to do the same and peak at the right time of the year.
All right, how about you? I know you're all over the place looking at players and looking under rocks and turning over all kinds of tree stumps looking for players and finding things. Will there be more change potentially this year and more change next year?
Well, the framework of the league's changed a little bit this year with the trade and the transfer deadline today, actually, at 5 p.m., coinciding for the first time in league history. So, you know, you still do have the ability to sign players that are out of contract or do some loans within North America. But for, you know, I think you're going to see most teams, you know, come after today, they're pretty set. And we feel good about our group, you know, and you know, we've made, you know, every change we've made this year, we feel has benefited the group. It's been positive. You know, we're real happy to bring in Shannon Williams, you know, who's I think, you know, transitioned really well and fit in with the group. And nice thing with him is, you know, he can play every position along the back line, and that's a big advantage. So we're, you know, we feel good about the group, but I will say with the caveat that we're always looking to improve, and that's something that, you know me, I'm a very competitive guy, and we're a competitive group, and we won't stop until we get the team as competitive, and it's about winning games. That's what it's about.
Matt, give our listeners an idea of what happens every day, because I know you're getting calls from all over the world every single day. You're getting possible trade options from other teams in MLS, some that are probably incredibly ridiculous, some that are ones that maybe make you think. Talk a little bit about how much of that happens every single day.
Well, what I've learned in a very short period of time is we have a lot of players on our team that a lot of teams like, but, you know, that we feel good about that. I mean, like, every day is what I love about my position is that every day is something new. It's a new challenge. And, you know, and it's a way for me to have a competitive outlet, you know, similar to when I was a player. And, you know, every day brings something different. You know, there's so many moving parts, and there's a suspension at this time, an injury at this time. There's an opportunity to get, you know, a player in that you didn't think you were able to get, you know, 6 months or a year ago. And so every day presents a whole new set of challenges. And then obviously, my job, big part of my job is making sure things are going well on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, but also looking out for the long-term viability of this club for the whole structure of our soccer operations. And so it's I love it, you know, and I love being in Houston. It's a great city. It's a city that really loves the game. And that's what I'm really, really, really enjoying so much is that we got a lot of – this is a city that knows the game of soccer. And that's what we want to continue to work for our fans.
Matt, thank you for your time as always.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So that was Matt Jordan. Some interesting comments there as the Dynamo continue to make this a more youthful club and organization. I had an opportunity also to catch up with the Tower of Power. He's been absolutely outstanding in the air this year. David Horst having a very solid season. Will be expected to do it again this weekend against San Jose. Here's David Horst after training down at the Dynamo training facility.
David, obviously another good defensive effort at Sporting Kansas City. You just seem to be consistent now, and it's looking pretty good for you.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, gaining that experience every game for me. And honestly, when you play next to guys like DeMarcus Beasley and Raul Rodriguez, like, these guys make the game easy for me. They understand the game very well. They communicate very well. And it allows me to show off, you know, my abilities, which is more of my strength and my athletic ability. And I think those two guys are bringing out the best of me right now.
All right, I saw you at the beginning of the year, and you weren't exactly in the starting lineup all the time. Other guys weren't, Will Bruin and all, but these have all turned out to be very valuable experiences, and the competition that's created here, it seems, keeps everybody pretty in tune.
Yeah, definitely. It made me step up my game even more than what I did from last year. And, if I'm not starting, I'm not going to just sit back. You know, I do want to play. I want to start. And I'm going to work, you know, as hard as I can to earn that spot back. And with a little bit of luck with injuries and everything, you know, things kind of went my way and I earned my spot back. And hopefully, you know, I can keep it going through the rest of the year.
All right. You had a nice matchup with Dom Dwyer throughout this game, the whole Dynamo team, dude, the guy that's a bit of an agitator. Is it fun playing against him?
Yeah, it's fun playing against guys like him. You know, they think that they can get under your skin and you can push them around a little bit, and they keep getting more and more agitated. And it's just, you know, it's part of the game. You can't lose your head, but, you know, your job is to kind of get inside their head as well. And, you know, I enjoy playing against guys like that. So it's always a fun experience for me.
Must be a good feeling this year playing with leads on occasion, and, you know, the thing that was kind of rare last year, you always seem to be behind, which seems to me makes it a little bit more stressful for back fours and defending, but this year, I mean, you're creating chances on the road like you did at Sporting. It's got to be something that's also confidence building for a center back and outside backs.
Yeah, definitely, and I'll be the first to admit that we were absolutely terrible on the road last year, and this year, you know, from that first road game that we had, you know, we started building confidence from there on the road, and it's just kept going throughout the year. I think if you look at how many points we have on the road this year compared to last year, it's night and day, and you know, that gives everybody from Tyler all the way up to Will a lot of confidence going into those games, because, you know, we know that we can win on the road, we know that we can come behind and get draws on the road, and, you know, ultimately going into the last part of the year here, you're going to need to build on that experience, because you need that in these big games coming up.
Speak to me a little bit about Chris Wondolowski, because he has played in midfield a lot for San Jose. He does pop up in the penalty area. He's played as an out-and-out striker. So depending on how he sort of plays for, against you guys this Saturday and how he's deployed, let's say he plays as an out-and-out striker. What type of mentality do you have to have against a guy like this who's just, you know, kind of knows ultimately where the ball's going to be in a penalty area?
Yeah, Chris, he's the kind of guy in the offensive third, you always have to know where he is. He's not going to pop up in the same area multiple times. He's always going to be moving. He's always going to be, you know, anticipating where the ball is going to be. And, you know, we have to anticipate where he's going to be and where the ball is going to be as well. And ultimately, he doesn't need a lot of space. He doesn't need a lot of time to score, and so, you know, we got to stay close to him at all times and know where he is at all times.
David, going into this game this weekend, let's speak a little bit about the importance of this in the big picture here, winning at home. I mean, this is a necessity, right?
Yeah, every home game is vital right now. We need the 3 points at home, because you never know what's going to happen on the road. And, you know, we want to start picking up points now, so as it comes to the end of the year, we're not, you know, put under pressure to make that final playoff spot, and, you know, and hopefully we're already into the playoff picture. And, you know, but every home game from here on out is very important. Every game from here on out is very important for us.
David, as always, thank you for your time.
All right, thanks, Ed.
All right.
We'll take a break. It's Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. It is Dynamo All Access. It is a 7-Up break.